The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
In the meantime, joining me in studio in Dublin, Michael McGrath, the Minister for Finance, and Fianna Fáil TD Minister. You're very welcome to studio.
Thank you, Kieran.
The Fianna Fáil Ardèche underway this weekend, not too far from here in Dublin city centre. The Israeli ambassador not invited this year. Why is that?
Because as a party, we feel it would not be appropriate to invite either the Israeli or the Russian ambassador, given the events that we are all too familiar with. And when we consider the values of our party, the values of the country, the people we represent, we don't want them to be present at the Ardèche. That's the reason why.
It's only a few months since your party defended and invited the Israeli ambassador to Dana Elric on the grounds that it was diplomatic custom to do this.
And it normally is, but a lot has changed. I mean, so much has happened over the last number of months. And I think what you're seeing internationally is more and more countries moving towards the position that Ireland has had consistently for the past number of months. And, you know, we do have to start by absolutely condemning what happened on the 7th of October. The attack by Hamas in Israel was horrific, absolutely indefensible. But I do think Israel has gone too far in its response. And what we're seeing in Gaza is not acceptable. We want all the hostages there held by Hamas to be released. We want a full ceasefire and we want total humanitarian access. We have people starving there. It's just not acceptable. And while it is important at a state level that you keep the channels open and you maintain diplomatic relations, this is a political party event this weekend, and it's a decision that I fully support.
The Taoiseach and Micheál Martin, again, it got slightly lost on the day that was in it when Simon Harris was elevated to the position of Taoiseach, but it got coverage in the days since, and it's a plan to recognise the state of Palestine.
Yeah.
And the Israeli ambassador as well talking about it being a reward to terrorism, or perceived as a reward to terrorism. I mean, what's your response?
It's a recognition of the right of the Palestinian people to self-determination and to having their own country. And the only sustainable basis for peace in the Middle East is the two-state solution. Now, achieving it is getting more and more difficult with the illegal Israeli settlements in the West Bank. But these two peoples are going to have to coexist and live side by side in peace. And the only way to do that is to have a recognised Palestinian state. Now, for what we are going to do to have maximum impact and meaning, it should be done in concert with other European countries. And the Taoiseach today is meeting with Pedro Sanchez, the Spanish Prime Minister. Micheál Martin is having ongoing extensive engagements with his colleagues at foreign minister level. And we are hopeful that a number of member states will agree to making this declaration, which would be very significant.
So she's not going to be at the Ardèche. The Russian ambassador won't be at it. Everybody else worth their salt in Fianna Fáil will be at it. Got local and European elections coming up early June and a general election looming somewhere on the horizon, be it the end of this year or early next year. I mean, is this the type of Ardèche wherein there's kind of an election fever in the air?
Well, we're in an election cycle and we have the local Europeans on the 7th of June. So it's a very important opportunity for us to set out our stall. We have outstanding councillors all over the country who are anchored in their communities, and they now have been added to by a whole raft of new candidates all over Ireland. And, you know, we believe that we have overall a very strong track record. There are challenges that we're continuing to work towards and address, and I'm sure you'll come on to discuss them. But we also have a lot of success. The economy is in good health. We have pretty much full employment in Ireland. Public finances are being well managed. It means we can invest in public services. We can put a record amount of money towards housing delivery. And there is an opportunity for everyone in Ireland. And we look forward to this weekend. Micheál Martin's address tomorrow evening will be significant, and he will have a lot to say on a number of different issues. But I think he has been an outstanding Taoiseach and now an excellent Taoiseach, and we're going into these elections with confidence, but primarily based on the track record of the people we have in communities all over Ireland, many of whom I know personally, and I know how deeply committed to public service each and every one of them is.
Do you suspect Micheál Martin's going to have a go at Dara O'Brien in the same way that Simon Harris did, by repudiating Housing for All?
I didn't hear him repudiate or have a go at Darragh O'Brien.
250,000 houses he talked about building. I mean, a target far higher than is contained in Darragh O'Brien's
but
housing plans.
There's a process underway of reviewing the housing targets. We know that despite the very significant growth in the number of completions, we need to go further because our population is growing. In most European countries, housing construction is in decline. It's the opposite in Ireland. It's surging ahead, but we need to do more. And this year alone, we're providing about €5 billion of direct capital through the Exchequer and some non-Exchequer sources to support house construction. We had nearly 33,000 homes built last year. All of the indicators show that supply is going to increase. But we do agree, we need to get to 40,000. We need to ultimately get to 50,000.
What's the biggest,
it's going to take a number of years to do that.
What's the biggest hurdle you have to overcome to hit those targets? I mean, is it funding? Is it land? Is it zoning? Is it planning? Is reform there? Or is it just labour?
It's all of that. Confidence is important about the health of the economy and that there will be an ongoing demand for new homes. State commitment is vital, and the state is now the main actor in the housing sector in Ireland through the local authorities, the approved housing bodies, the Land Development Agency. But all of those issues you've touched on, planning reform, which is currently going through the Oireachtas, labour supply, and we have massively scaled up apprenticeships over the last number of years, funding, and we're doing more and more in that area, directly providing funding through Home Building Finance Ireland, through the Strategic Investment Fund under the NTMA, which is under my own department, zoned land services through Uisge Éireann. You know, those are the boring ingredients that you have to have in place. It's fine to stand up and say we're going to build hundreds of thousands of homes or a million homes in the next number of years, but you have to have those elements in place to achieve it. And we're focused on all of them, and we are making progress. But the fact is, the population is growing. People want to come and live and work in Ireland, avail of the economic opportunity, the very good quality of life that there is here in the country. And so the 33,000 that we built last year is going to have to continue to increase, and it will.
When you talk about confidence and the need for continued confidence in the strength of the economy, do you mean that amongst public and potential home buyers or investors, or who are you talking about?
All of that, from funders as well, because, you know, while the state is doing a lot and will continue to, I mentioned €5 billion in capital this year, you need about another 10 billion to construct in the mid-30s, 30-odd thousand homes a year. So that's why you do need the confidence of investors, international investors, as well as banks, non-banks, in providing that necessary capital. But you do need people to take risk as well. You need developers.
And what's likely to spook the horses in that regard, in terms of international investors? I mean, is it kind of, you know, you talked about kind of the days of bumper corporate tax receipts coming to an end. You know, I mentioned Donald Trump a few minutes ago. We might have a kind of a protectionist US president by the end of the year. Are those the type of things that spook the horses? I admit we can't control the latter of the two.
A lot of things are outside of our control. But what we can control is well-informed, consistent public policy in Ireland, and in particular, pursuing pro-enterprise policies. So you mentioned corporation tax receipts. The opposition in Ireland are very quick to tell us what we should do with that money and how we should spend it. But they don't see the irony in them having opposed the very policies that got us to this point, where we have full employment, where we have budget surpluses, where we now have options that were unimaginable just a few years ago. So stable, consistent policy where you engage with stakeholders in genuine consultation, and that you keep the pillars of our economy in good health. And that will enable us then to continue to invest, and it gives confidence to others to back the Irish economy and to bring their money and their investment to Ireland. And that's what sustains livelihoods and jobs all over the country.
So you mentioned pro-enterprise. What measures are you willing to acquiesce to in terms of reducing the cost of doing business to businesses in Ireland?
We acknowledge that costs have increased significantly for SMEs.
Because of decisions
in
the government have made?
Decisions that have been made, which in and of themselves, individually, I think were the right decisions. I think workers and low pay.
Do you think it was a mistake to make so many of them in quick succession?
I think workers deserve to have good working conditions and to earn a wage that they can realistically live off. And, you know, we want to have a decent and fair society where people earn an amount of money that they can sustain them.
But if you're willing to delay some of this or even unwind it, I mean, that's a tacit admission that you made a mistake in implementing so many so quickly.
Well, we do have to consider the direction of policy in the future. And we do have to consider very carefully an SME test as such, that before further decisions are made to increase cost, the cost base further in businesses, that we consider carefully what the impact is going to be. But I mean, look at what we've done. What I've done in the Department of Finance, I've reduced to 0% the interest on tax debt warehousing. That's to give businesses a chance. I want them to engage with the revenue commissioners. There'll be no interest charged. That's an unprecedented move. We've clearly signalled a willingness to move on employer PRSI, particularly in respect of low pay and the interaction with the low rate of employer PRSI. We're rolling out now the grants that were announced on Budget Day, over a quarter of €1 billion. I've mentioned about an SME test, which we're going to strengthen and enhance. We are improving the energy efficiency grants. That's more cash for businesses investing in energy efficient equipment and so on. And we're going to resource the local enterprise offices to support businesses in every way we can. So, I mean, the proof, I think, is in the fact that we have 2.7 million people working. So when it comes to enterprise policy, we've largely got it right. And if there are areas where we need to do better and we can improve, then of course we're open to considering that.
If Fianna Fáil has a bad day out on the 7th of June, you'll need a new leader, won't you?
I'm not anticipating that we will have a bad day.
If you have a bad day.
But no, Micheál Martin has the full support of the party. He's been
even with a bad day at the polls, you'd stick with him.
Well, you shouldn't assume such an outcome.
I'm not assuming. I mean, you're an intelligent man. You can deal with the hypothetical. If you had a bad day, you couldn't possibly follow him into a general election,
could
you?
He will be leading us into the next general election. He was an outstanding Taoiseach for 2.5 years in the darkest of days during COVID. He led from the front, provided outstanding leadership, and now he is providing all of his expertise and experiences to Taoiseach.
Well, you can agree with all of that and still think he's the wrong man to lead you into a general election.
But I don't believe he's the wrong man.
They dumped Churchill at the end of the war.
They did, but I don't believe he's the wrong man to lead us into the election, because I think as time goes on, I think his gravitas, his experience, his understanding of the totality of government and his deep commitment to public service is something that people value. And, you know, that does come through in various opinion polls. So, no, I am convinced he's the right person to lead us. And that will continue certainly into the next election.
I'm not sure he'd like the comparison with Churchill, but there you go. Michael McGrath, Minister for Finance, Fianna Fáil TD. The Ardéis is happening this weekend. Minister, thanks a million
Thank
for
you,
joining us here on the show.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.